Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, December 20th. Illinois' congressional delegation voted along party lines yesterday on the tax legislation in both the House and Senate. Speaking on the House floor before the vote, 13th District Republican Rodney Davis pointed the finger at Democrats in the Senate for allowing tax cuts for low and middle income individuals to expire in 2025.
Why is there an expiration date? Because many of the same people using this as a talking point against this bill are the reason they sunset. If we could get 60 votes in the Senate requiring just a few of my friends on the other side of the aisle to work with us, we could make this tax cut for middle-class families permanent right now.
Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth countered in a news release before last night's Senate vote that, quote, the wealthiest people in this country can get tax breaks they don't need at taxpayer expense. The nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says the average household making between $50,000 and $75,000 per year will get a tax cut of 1.6% in 2018, while the average household making at least $1 million will get a tax cut of 3.3%. Letter carriers and delivery people aren't the only ones who get swamped during the holidays. Employees at the Scott County Waste Commission's Recycling Center will be very busy for the next few weeks. Spokeswoman Megan Fox says, take a minute to think about what can be recycled.
So things that can go in are any, you know, boxes that you have. You know, Amazon boxes seem to be the height at the moment. But any boxes from toys, electronics, shoes, empty wrapping paper. Tubes. However, on the no side, wrapping paper, unfortunately, cannot go in.
That's because wrapping paper is made with a plastic coating. Check goallinqc.org for the Waste Commission's Holiday Recycling Guide. Seals of a special coin will benefit families of Illinois police officers injured or killed on the job. Yesterday, members of a local group of officers, firefighters, and corrections officers gave a check for $1,000 to the local chapter of COPS. That stands for Concerns of Police Survivors. Retired State Police Sergeant Bill Francis says the money was raised from the sale of a memorial coin honoring Master Sergeant Stanley Talbot, who was killed on duty in Rock Island in 2001.
These challenge coins that we sold, they went nationwide. We put them on Facebook and showed everybody, and I had police officers from the East Coast and guys from like Washington State, police officers from up that area. Everybody wanted one.
Francis says his group of motorcycle riding officers, firefighters, and guards make up the local chapter of a national organization called the Renegade Pigs. They raise money to send children to camp and provide counseling for officers' families. With help from alumni and students, a new plaque has been added to the Hall of Fame at United Township High School in East Moline. The UTHS Wall of Heroes lists the names of men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military and who attended the school. Dedicated last weekend, it has 52 names from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. The bronze plaque was a joint project of the class of 1967, the United Education Foundation, and UT students. Art students helped design it, and the mounting frame was designed and built by industrial arts classes. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.